Where were you born?
Here in Pittsburgh.
Here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay, native Pittsburgher.
Native Pittsburgher.
About what age were you when you got started in music?
I'd say about 15.
15. Junior high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oliver High School.
Oliver. Was anybody, any member of your family?
Yeah, my uncle Norman Ball.
Oh, okay.
And he had two brothers that were William and James. But Norman was the one because he's played with the Humphreys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he played with the Humphreys.
From here on, did he live here on Northside?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, we're okay. We're all Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Northside, yeah.
Yeah.
Norman Ball, okay.
Yeah.
How would he play?
Saxophone. I got his horn when he died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
when he died, I got his horn.
Oh, okay.
That's how I got started.
Okay. And did you go through the group lessons in school, or did you?
Oh, yeah. And then took lessons. Oh, God, I can't even
private
remember.
Private lessons.
Yeah, private lessons, yeah. But I can't remember the teacher's name.
Yeah, yeah.
It was me and Perry Johnson.
Yeah, because Perry was playing tenor.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He was here a couple of weeks ago.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he still playing?
No, he's not still playing or anything.
Yeah,
he's teaching, not music.
Yeah.
He's a retired teacher.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did you play in the school band and those sort of things?
Played school band.
High school. Yeah.
Major, you know, the mm-hmm. the senior band.
Right.
In high school.
Yeah. Did they have a stage band or a dance band or anything like that?
No dance band.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Do you have any brothers?
Yeah, I have brothers, but nobody played. Well, no, let me take it back. Yeah. My brother Eddie plays trombone, but just went around with never been with any large.
Yeah,
no large group or anything like that.
And you got a lot of family support.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Plus forcing you to practice too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you were in school, how many black guys were in the
school band
with you?
Me
at that time.
Sonny Wilson.
Oh.
I guess there were about four or five guys in the band band, but the only ones that came out. Mm-hmm. And got into jazz with me and Sonny Wilson.
Yeah, I didn't know you and Sonny went to school together.
Well, yeah, he was
a little ahead of you.
No, I was ahead of him.
Whoa!
And he dropped out. He dropped out in the 10th grade like a dummy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Then about okay. Now we're talking about what years now?
This is in
42, 43.
Yeah, I graduated in 48.
Oh, wow. You were talking about 44, 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You graduated in 48, and you joined the union in 49.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got your record here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I come out in 45.
Uh-huh.
See, because I didn't know Sonny was that much younger than me.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Okay.
Because he's a year younger than me.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, then, when... Were you playing like in a group around here on Northside before you joined the union?
Yeah, yeah, I played with a guy named Chuck Austin and Howard Robinson.
Okay, yeah, playing drums. I remember. Okay,
and you remember that?
Yeah. Did you ever? What's that? The place on Jacksonia Street?
Brighton Road.
Brighton. No, no. There was another place. You know where the police station is now?
Yeah.
In that, but it was between Brighton there was some place on the second floor, because I went to a couple rehearsals over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, on Brighton Road. It was just off Brighton Road, just off.
Yeah,
Brighton.
Right, okay.
That's where the Silvertones, that's where.
Oh, no. Not that one. That's up at Kirk Bridge and California and all
that.
No, no, this is down where the, at Jacksonia.
Okay,
I know. Do you remember Lewis Hicks?
Yeah.
Because he played baritone.
Yeah, okay. But no, this was another, this was another group.
Yeah, this was up, because I know where that place is, because I was up in there with the Humphreys.
Okay.
You know, Teddy and Lawrence and him.
Yeah.
And that's where Silvertones, with Carl Arder and Hop Parker.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, we were all in that band together.
Right. Well, did you, because Joe Harris was gone.
Well, he played with us
for a while before he left.
Before he left.
Okay. Okay. When did you go to the club very much? You know, in those days.
Yeah. Musicians Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah,
quite a
that
bit.
Was it. Okay.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm trying to think. When the Silvertones came, I think I was in my senior year in high school.
Okay.
And I was at the same time.
47. Oh, actually, 48. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So at the same time, I was working for Nick Lomick.
Right.
So I used to go up there quite a bit. And as a matter of fact, he used to go up there with me sometimes with the girl that worked there, Gladys Johnston.
Right.
And this
that's
is
when he had his shop on the hill, right?
Well, this was before that. This was just before on the hill.
Okay.
No, wait, I'm sorry. You're right. Because
you were the one on the hill.
Yeah, because
when I went to the Navy, that's where his shop was.
He had two shops, one downtown and that one.
Right.
I was a manager
up
there.
Right.
Now, right out of high school. I'm the manager of this record shop.
Right.
But before that, I remember one time Ella Fitzgerald was in town.
Okay.
So me and Nick and Gladys went up there, and everybody knew me, mm-hmm. you know. And of course, they knew Nick, so they let us in.
Mm-hmm.
So we run up there, and we're sitting there. Ella Fitzgerald's sitting right there, mm-hmm. see? And I said, man, where's Ella?
Yeah. Oh,
Nick's saying,
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Right next to her, didn't even know who it was.
And you was expecting somebody else, huh?
Huh?
You was expecting somebody else, huh?
Well, I just didn't.
You didn't know who
didn't know who she was,
Right. was she playing at the Stanley Theater at that time? Might have been.
I don't know. I can't remember if she was playing to Stanley or...
Or just in town.
Mm. Jazz is from my...
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was there or Jazz is from my was in town.
Right.
I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But I do remember that.
Yeah. And then I remember you from the big band, see?
Yeah.
And that was...
Well, the Silvertones really first.
Well, see, I didn't do that much with the Silvertones. See, I wasn't part of that. You know, all I know is a couple of times I came up there, you know, to a couple rehearsals,
uh-huh.
you know, there on Brighton Road.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really a part of that.
I thought you were.
No, I wasn't really a part of that group.
Okay.
And it might have been Harry Nash.
Well, I know Harry. Harry was fronting the band.
Yeah, okay. And then... But anyway, back to the big band.
Oh boy!
I'm trying to figure out exactly how it actually got started.
I don't know.
You know.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how I heard about it. But I know I went there. Me and Sonny went there, and before I knew it, we're in the band.
You're in the band, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Because
it just seemed like it just happened.
It did. You know.
Because Mark Patterson.
Yeah.
And Will.
Yeah.
And Tommy and I.
Yeah.
See, we're the trumpet players. And
Petey.
Well, no, Petey wasn't in the first one. Petey
wasn't
part of it. No, the original one, Petey wasn't part of it. The one, you know, incidentally, find that record.
I can't.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Man, I don't.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll save that for later.
Okay.
Yeah, but initially that was it. It was Mark, Tommy, Will and I.
Yeah.
And then something had happened, and then Johnny Thomas got into the mix. No.
He just got in there.
He kind of took over trying to do something for us. Remember when we went up on Wiley Avenue to rehearse? You know, we started rehearsing up at the skating rink, what used to be the skating rink across from Flamingo. Well, you weren't in the band.
I wasn't in the band
then. Okay, because that's when Sonny and them went away. Remember when Sonny and them went on a little trip down through Maryland, had some problems with a combo. See,
okay.
Johnny Wilson came up and wanted to take this band.
Yeah.
He had somebody downtown, they had some money and so forth, and they were going to do something with this band.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all prepared to go on the road. Piggy, and we was all talking about, you know, going on the road with this thing. Then that kind of fizzled, and he took a small group, took Adolph, Sonny, I think Cooper, and so forth, and they ran into some problems down there, and they came back,
mm-hmm.
and we continued to keep the band going, having our rehearsals, and then Doc and them, the Guardians, because Petey got into it, because of his brother being in that Guardians group.
Okay.
You know, because that's when Stanley did a couple of things with us.
Well, see, now that must have been all before my time, because
no, that's after, because you were in the very beginning, the first band. You was in the beginning.
Okay.
With you and George Thompson.
That's right. Me and George Thompson playing out.
And Gene Elliott, I think.
Gene
Walker, wasn't it?
Gene Walker and the baritone.
Oh, Al Cooper, right? Because
he
offed himself in a bus station during the time of the band.
Well, let me tell you another story about that. Remember we were rehearsing down there where used to be the Bambula, down in the basement.
See, now I wasn't.
You were.
Okay, maybe so.
Used to be the Bamboo.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the Bamboo.
Okay, and we were rehearsing down there one day, and so came time for a break, and so I got up and I went to the bathroom. I opened the door and Cooper's sitting there with a needle in his arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said,
backed
out of there, man.
Yeah, you got to get away from that.
Mm.
But that, you know, and I know. Because there were several guys that came in and out of that band periodically. Because J.C. McLean, he even did a couple, some of the rehearsals with us.
Okay. You know. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, J.C. And Sam was home for a while.
Yeah, Sam Hurt.
Because Jerry was playing trombone initially.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry and Sonny.
Well, Sam was in the band when I was there.
Okay. And because I have a picture that was taken in East Liberty after we moved out there, when we played out there one Sunday, but that was Lee Gross and Stan Lee and Cotton and Chuck Reeves and Baylor Dotson.
Okay.
You know, that was the saxophone players.
Okay.
And Tommy, me, Will, and I don't know whether the other trumpet player was Harry Nash or Youngblood.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something. What year was this? Because
this is in the mid
50s. Had to be 50s.
Late 50s.
Well, see, I went to the service at 51.
Okay, all right.
So that's how I missed all
right,
of
that. You missed all of that because it was while you were in the service, that's when these changes were going on.
Yeah, okay.
And that's when Petey kind of became a part of what we were doing.
Petey was there before I left.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he was fronting the band before I left.
Okay. But that was a good period of time though.
Yeah.
Did you do much playing around, you know, like in a small group?
No.
You didn't do anything like that?
No. Uh-huh.
You didn't make no gigs,
no
the clubs and none of that kind of stuff? No cabarets?
No, I was with that band and that was it.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you what happened before I went to the service.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Wilson. Have you heard this?
No.
Sonny Wilson came to me the day before I went to the service and said, Frank, Cotton has to play somewhere and he doesn't have a horn. Will you loan him his horn? Loan him your horn. So,
alto?
Yeah. And I loaned him the horn and I never saw it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that figures.
Yeah. I never saw it
again. You know, I mean, we're such trusting souls, you know, and we think, you know, but then hindsight tells you, wow, why did I do that?
Yeah,
but when you, did you play, were you in an army band?
No, well, see what happened, prior to that, I had my teeth taken out, and I couldn't play anymore.
Okay.
So that ended
my
musical
Right.
playing
but what,
career.
But what year was that? You said that was just before you went to the Army.
Yeah, this was
51.
Like 50, 1950.
Oh, okay. So it was just from high school, from junior high, 44, 43, 44,
up
to 50.
Yeah.
About 6 years.
Yeah.
Well, but even so, you know. But you've always been associated with, you know, by your working for Nick and so forth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. He wanted me, you know, at that time, he had that show, Jazz Jamboree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I used to write that show sometimes.
Right.
And he wanted me to be a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take Andre out and put me in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he said, well, you have to be some sort of a character, and I said, we'll forget it.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah. Because that, see, Jan Andre, he had something to do with this shop when he opened up on the hill with the record store. When
oh, Nick, really?
Yeah, Jan, I mean, he was, you know, I'm not saying that he was a partner or anything like that, but I know he was part of Nick's dealings, you know, when he had that record shop on the hill.
Because
I went to the Navy from, I mean, Nick had the shop there because I went up, he wrote me a letter of recommendation. Which I thought was going to help me to get into a Navy band, and mm-hmm. and I didn't.
It
do
never
nothing.
Happened.
No, it never happened. Well, the conditions, you know, mm-hmm. was so screwy. Then when my discharge time came up, they told me that my application had been approved, you know,
for the band.
For the band, if I'd re up again.
Yeah,
said,
no way.
So y'all got it. Got that. Okay, and well, when you were in, did you do a lot of marching? In high school?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I was in the senior band.
Yeah, the senior band, all the football games and
yeah.
the parades and things like that.
Yeah.
And then and at that time, you also were playing with the Silver Tones.
Yeah.
You're saying.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. And you didn't do any, you didn't get in no combos and
no.
you did no gigging around uh-huh. town at all.
No, that was it. I didn't have time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Then when you went to the Army, you got into engineers, right?
Yeah.
Because okay, I remember that part.
Yeah. That turned me around.
Yeah, yeah. When you, were you very active in the union? Did you hold any offices? Were you on any
no.
boards or committees or anything like that?
No.
No, you just paid no. your dues and that was
that
it?
That was it.
And then come up to the club
yeah.
on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah, right.
Everybody went to the club.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
was the thing. And Mr. Williams and that chili.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was
I mean,
days.
Gene Rock and him used to burn up the highway coming back from East Liverpool
to
get some of that chili.
Yeah.
Well, then you did you go to East Liberty very much? You know, after the club?
Not
you know,
really.
Yeah, cause
not really.
Because by that time you
I
were,
was yeah. I was heavy in the school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Did you play? Will you play clarinet?
I played flute, clarinet.
Flute. Yeah.
And saxophone, but basically
saxophone. Mostly alto or
yeah, alto.
Or,
yeah. Alto.
Okay. You never toured. You were never just. Carnivals. Did you ever do any writing?
No.
Anything like that?
No. Tried, but
right.
Never worked out.
Did they have like harmony classes and things when you were in you know come in the music thing?
No.
Just private.
Yeah.
Or they were probably group lessons of two
yeah.
or three of you in a group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you find? When you joined the union, how did you find the officers and things like that? Was
well,
Stoney
you know,
the president at that time when you joined?
Yeah.
Okay. How
yeah.
how but did a lot of those older guys treat you?
Well, I remember Carl Arter saying, "Well, you know, you got to go through the what they call it, go through all the scales." What
oh, the audition.
The circle or whatever.
Oh, yeah, circle of fifths.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
I remember him telling me all that. You yeah, know.
They put a test on
you. Yeah, but that's basically
yeah,
it. You know,
that was it.
Yeah,
you just pay your dues.
Yeah,
because I never went through that testing. I don't even know because I've heard guys mention
talk
that.
About, yeah,
and all I know is they wanted some money, and I
yeah.
gave them the money.
Yeah, and you were in,
and that was it. You
yeah.
know, although I you know because I was playing because I started I was. Was ready to work down to Little Paris.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I guess that probably was one of the reasons
I remember
why
that
just,
place.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was down there with Cotton.
Yeah.
And Cook.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, who's the drummer that was down there with us? Because Johnny Wilson and him, Chuck Reeves and him, that was the A band.
Uh-huh.
Jim Swan and Chuck Reeves and Alex.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
So, and they would, and Sonny Hines and them, see, and they'd take that show out.
Because uh-huh.
they would travel around a little bit. So then we would work in there, you know.
I see.
And I'm trying to think, who was the drummer with us? Bumpty.
Bumpty.
That's right.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Bumpty. Yeah, because
is he still around?
No, he died.
No
he
kidding.
Died. I'm pretty sure Bumpty died
oh,
a little while back. Did you? Let's see. And you don't know nothing. Did you ever hear anything about the WPA bands and things from the past?
No.
Okay. Did you ever hear the Humphreys and them play, you know, the Frank and Hildred and them?
I remember one time we were having something with the Silvertones, and Hildred came by.
And came.
And sat in.
Yeah. And visiting from New York.
Yeah, from New York. And that was... I told Harry, I said, Harry Nash, I said, Harry, come on, you can play better, man.
And what about, did Roy Eldridge ever come through?
No.
No?
No. Not that I know
of. did you, okay, you had, your teeth were, when you went to the Army, so that eliminated, anything like that.
It was over.
Yeah. Did you, like, when you were in high school, did you and Sonny and some of the guys, did you guys play other than Silvertones?
No.
Did you, there was no other, musical involvement?
I was like, I had that, was working.
Right.
And
you just didn't have time.
And school.
Right.
And I just didn't have time, you know.
How... When your uncle, you say your uncle, that's who you got the horn from.
Yeah.
When you were younger, did you ever go around and hear him play on jobs and things?
I was too young.
I wasn't
even a teenager. I was real young.
Yeah.
I was real young. I wasn't even a teenager when he died, how I got his horn.
Okay. But you did. Do you recall anybody that he had worked with?
The Humphreys. I remember hearing a broadcast from Johnstown. They played in Johnstown, mm-hmm. PA, and I remember hearing that broadcast.
Yeah.
But whenever he went out to play someplace, mm-hmm. I said, I was way too young.
Right.
You know.
When he went out to play, did he wear just a dark suit or a tuxedo or how? How did they dress? You can't recall.
I can't recall.
Yeah, because I didn't know whether they were whether he was involved in society stuff. Because most society stuff is tuxedos.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, and in clubs, you can get away with dark suits and, uh-huh. And that kind of thing. Let's see. Did you? When you joined the I call it the first band, the first big band. You say you just happened to be there. You and Sonny just happened to be there.
Yeah, is that, we heard about it.
We heard about it
and just went there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know who told us or what. We showed up rehearsal.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, we were in the band.
Yeah. Because it was in the air at that time. You know?
Yeah.
Because all of us. I mean, we was just. Trying to do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play in the club? You never got involved in sessions and things like that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, okay. When you were playing, who did you have in mind as someone you wanted to emulate or play?
Bird.
I should have asked that. Anybody else?
Well, start off with Johnny Hodges.
Okay. Right.
Start off like I want to play like Johnny. Then Bird, and then after I heard Bird, that was it. You know.
Yeah. He just took the place of everybody else.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Did you, and naturally you had you had access to all the recordings and everything.
So. Everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Worked down there long. Yeah. Oh, man. That was an education.
Yeah.
Because my buddy there, white guy, he was into classical music, heavy in the classics, and I was heavy in the jazz. And it was like we mm-hmm. educated each mm-hmm. other, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I think I know more classical composers mm-hmm. than the average person. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to mm-hmm. be sure, to be mm-hmm. certain. You
know. You'd have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Johnsons? It was two brothers that come down to Andy and Andy and George. I know they worked down there for a little while. Down on
Johnsons?
Two brothers.
That must have been while I was in the service.
Maybe so. It might have been because, yeah, it must have been because because I was home.
How long were they there?
Not too long. They weren't there too long.
I don't even remember hearing about them because I went to a service in 51, came back in 53, got my job back.
Right. Right. So, okay, because they were there for a hot minute, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I thought Nick was going to offer give me something like a job like that, you know, uh-huh. because he taught me in school.
I know that. Yeah, know. I know that.
But he offered me the privilege, I guess I should say, of mopping and waxing his wife's card shop floor.
Smithfield. Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, Nick. And then the other thing was, I had studied with Ralph DeStefano.
Okay.
Private lessons when I was in
uh-huh.
school.
Uh-huh.
You know, a couple of years with him.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe, you know, Ralph might throw me a bone.
Uh-huh.
In all them years, it never happened. So
uh-huh.
I mean, I kind of understood where they was coming from, and I just let it go at that, you know. And then later on, I have worked with Nick a couple of times, you know.
Uh-huh.
He's hired me a few times after that.
Uh-huh.
But you say, okay, you want to play like Johnny Hodges, and then Bird came into being, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember hearing much of the alto players that were local guys, you know, here out of 471, like Brown and guys like that?
Leroy what? Brown. No, wait. Not Leroy Brown. God. Tell you the truth, no.
Huh. Because Honey Boy, Coleman Richardson used to play with Honey Boy.
Yeah, but they never made an impression on me at
okay,
all.
Okay.
At all.
All right. Okay. Well, my concept or my way of thinking, Brown did, because Brown had that big sound, you know, and when I heard David Sanborn or Hank Crawford, you know, it reminded me of Leroy Brown, because
uh-huh.
he really had a nice big sound on alto,
uh-huh.
and that was the way I kind of read it. But none of the local saxophone players did that much. Let's see. Did
you know? Here's something I couldn't understand. Whenever we had that big band, we were rehearsing up at the Musicians Club,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and Tarantine used to come to all of rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there saying, "Wait, how come he's not in the band? How couldn't
mm-hmm.
couldn't he get in the band? What happened
yeah.
there?"
No, I think Tommy was just on the side.
No, I'm not talking, not Tommy, I'm talking about the big team.
Oh, you mean
Stanley.
Stanley.
Yeah.
No, Stanley was too young, I think. That was part of it. But then he ultimately made the band.
Okay, but this
know.
Was after I left.
Yeah, after you left, because
uh-huh.
He was in it, and during, while Petey was supposed to be the so-called leader,
uh-huh.
Stanley was in it, and because we played down Swickley down the Legion, and Stanley was on that date with us. Then Stanley left here, and he went with Lowell Folsom in 51,
because
the first year that I went on the road with the Carnival, Stanley went with Lowell Folsom, because that's
see.
When he met Ray Charles,
okay.
and then, you know, things like that. He would come up to, because we, like I said, we rehearsed at the skating rink across from the Flamingo on Wiley Avenue,
yeah.
because Diz and them came to, there used to be a club where the Bessemer building or whatever,
yeah,
it was across
yeah.
from the Fulton Theater,
yeah.
there was a club in there,
yeah.
remember that? So
yeah.
Diz and them came in there, and Coltrane was playing alto.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
I remember.
So Coltrane came to rehearsal,
mm-hmm.
and we was playing them Dizzy Gillespie that series, one bass, two, M and on, and all
yeah.
that stuff. And somebody was made the comment about, you know, Train was missing playing, but it wasn't the fact he was missing. He was just being Train. That's
yeah,
all, you
mm-hmm.
know. But Stanley was part of it then. But see, Stanley was real young.
Uh-huh.
See, he was.
Well, I understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah.
I used to brag to people. And we said, we had this band, we were so bad. Stanley Turner come to the rehearsal, couldn't get into bed.
Yeah, right.
Couldn't get into bed.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. Well, but think about it. Look at who was playing. I mean, the saxophone players that you had around here.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because we had a slew of them.
I'm telling you.
And Gene Walker, man.
Yes, I remember Gene. I definitely remember Gene.
Because there was and then Gene Elliott. See, when he got married, uh-huh. that kind of, you know, put a damper on his plan, you know.
Yeah.
And then, because Grover was never even a part of us.
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's right, he was.
Yes, he
that's
was.
Right, for a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, because.
Remember when we played down the Aragon Ballroom?
Yep.
And Joe Harris
came in?
Yeah.